Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's time for Darren Frehel.
Good morning, Mary. I'm going to start with the big night ahead for Shelburne in the Champions League qualifiers. It's an all-Irish tie as they meet Lingfield at Talca Park in the first leg. The second leg then takes place next week in Belfast. The game live on RTE2 and on The Player from 7.15. The match itself gets underway at 7.45. Now, as we know, it's been a challenging sort of roller coaster season for Shelburne after winning the title last year. Their manager, Damien Duff, we had that surprising departure and swift departure as well. Joey O'Brien of his management team has stepped into the hot seat. The club skipper, Mark Coyle, has been telling Tony O'Donoghue that Duffer is in their thoughts, but this is an opportunity the players want to grasp with both hands.
It's something that you want to make the most of, and I think that's how we're looking at it. We're excited for it and we're aware of what it is, but it's about performing now, and that's what we're focused on.
It's been a strange few weeks, obviously, losing Damien Duff as your manager. How much of a shock was that for all the players?
Yeah, look, it was huge. I think it's been addressed. Look, it was huge. We have so much respect for him, so much love for him, for everything that he's done for us, myself personally as well. What he's done for me as a person and as a player, I'll always be a cherish that, our time together. But now it's a new era. We have a new gaffer. So now that's what we're focused on, making new memories. And that's hopefully starts here tomorrow night.
Bring me back to, though, what you achieved last season, winning the title when, you know, nobody gave you a chance at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it was a special year, and it's a massive opportunity for us. We're well aware of that, and it's been a long time since Champions League football's been played here at Talca Park. And yeah, it's something that we're all looking forward to as players, as I'm sure the fans are as well.
Yeah, huge game. More from that game a little bit later on. Chelsea have qualified for the final of the Club World Cup. They beat Fluminense 2-1 last night. Both goals scored by their new signing, João Pedro. This was on his full debut and against his boyhood club back in Brazil. Chelsea will play Real Madrid or PSG in Sunday's decider. In Group C at the Euros, Germany came from behind to beat Denmark 2-1. So they are through to the knockout stages, as are Sweden, who will join them in the next phase after a 3-0 win against Poland. Brian Lowen has extended his term as Clare hurling manager for another 3 years. So having guided his county to All-Ireland success last year, he'll now stay in charge until 2028. Liam Gordon's been confirmed as the referee for the All-Ireland hurling final between Cork and Tipperary. Liam is from the Climber Club in Galway. This will be his very first All-Ireland senior final as referee. The British and Irish Lions are in action in Canberra this morning. They play the Brumbies at 11 a.m. our time. The Lions skipper is Mario Itoje.
We want to start well. We want to, you know, take the game to them from the very off. It's going to be a challenge. They're, you know, a very top side and have had good history in this fixture in the past. But no, we're looking forward to it.
And finally, Wimbledon. Carlos Alcaraz beat Cameron Norrie in the quarterfinals last night. The women's top seed, Arina Sabalenka, she survived a real scare, looked in big trouble at one stage, but she beat Laura Sigmund before booking a place in the last four.
See you later, Darren. Thank you.